Hello and welcome to the first Sesimo podcast. My name is Vincenzo Pelletti. I'm director of EU Public Affairs at Sesimo. For those of you who are not familiar with Sesimo, we are an umbrella organization that since 1950 serves the common interests and values of the machine tool industries and related manufacturing technologies at EU and global level. We have decided to launch this series of podcasts to shed the light on different topics that we believe are relevant for the future of manufacturing technology sector. For this podcast, we will focus on the Trade and Technology Council, which is a forum for the EU and the US to coordinate approaches on different topics such as trade, economic, and trade and technology issues. For this topic, we believe that is particularly important for our industry for different reasons. First of all, the US is one of the major trading partners for the Sesimo countries. Secondly, the Trade and Technology Council tackles aspects such as harmonization of standards in sectors like artificial intelligence and additive manufacturing, and as well how to mitigate supply chain disruption, which are of a great importance for our sector. And finally, due to the recent events, we are certain that the work of the Trade and Technology Council will also be used to strengthen the link and the interlinks between the EU and the US economies. Today, we have a very important guest with us who will help us understanding the task and the role of the Trade and Technology Council. I'm very happy to have here with me Mathias Jorgensen, Head of Unit for Trade Relations with the US and Canada in DigiTrade. He has started his career in the Commission in 1994. In DigiTrade, he has dealt with a variety of issues, in particular before joining the unit dedicated to US and Canada relations. He also was closely involved in the negotiation, conclusion, and implementation of agreements with the Latin American countries. Mathias, welcome to this podcast, and really thank you for being here with me.
Thanks a lot, Vincenzo. It's a real pleasure.
So to start, to break the ice, I would like to ask you, let's say, if you can give us an introduction of what the Trade and Technology Council is.
That's a great question to start with. And to do that, I think I'd like to put this really important forum, which was decided upon last year, in the broader context. Let me start with a number, $3 billion. $3 billion, that's the value of goods and services exchanged between the EU and the US, not in a month, not in a week, but every day. And that volume of trade and investments makes the transatlantic trade relationship the strongest in the world. Some people call it an artery of world trade, and I think that's a very good description. So, since this trade relationship is so important, it's important that we take care of it, that we nurture it, and that we also develop it further where we can. And I think we're in a good dynamic for the moment. With the Biden administration, we have progressed a lot since last year, and we've really moved forward on a number of files. We decided to reboot the transatlantic relationship across the board in the summit we held last year in June. And that also includes the trade relationship. And it's been very important, the changes that we have done. We've shifted the focus from what could be very sterile discussions on whether the EU has a trade deficit with the US on services, or whether the US has a trade deficit with the EU on goods. We have also shifted it away from the disputes of steel and aluminium and aircraft, and we've made a shift to looking forward and a shift to cooperation and try to focus not only on the issues that I just raised, but also try to focus on some of the areas where jobs and growth lies with a positive agenda for the future. And that's where the TTC comes in, because the TTC lies at the core of this joint ambition for a positive agenda. And that's where we're really working on it. The purpose of the TTC is to enhance trade and investment opportunities for the EU and for the US. And we do that by looking at a broad range of issues at the intersection, or the nexus, one could say, of trade, technology, and security. We decided that last year. And that was maybe pre-signed, if we look at what has happened since, and particularly the Russian invasion of Ukraine. To be able to move forward and to bring results, an interesting feature of the Trade and Technology Council is that we combine top-level political involvement with strong technical work. So on the political level, the TTC brings together top officials from the EU, Commission Executive Vice Presidents Margrethe Vestager and Valdis Dombrovskis on the EU side. And on the other side, there's US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo, and US Trade Representative Catherine Tai. Vincenzo, these are big names, but they reflect that there's strong commitment from both sides, and there's an all-of-government approach from our side and the US side, and the importance that we accord to the Trade and Technology Council. And as I said, this strong political level engagement is supplemented by a good technical structure. So we have 10 working groups in the TTC where policymakers and experts from both sides meet and work, and which cover key topics for the future of US trade relations: technology standards, climate and clean tech, secure supply chains, ICT security and competitiveness, data governance and platforms, misuse of technology, export controls, investment screening, small and medium-sized enterprise access to digital tools, and the final one, Working Group 10, global trade challenges. And we believe that with this two-tier structure, we have the possibility to both do the technical work, to find issues, and then also have the political steer to bring the conversation forward and to get results. And we need this double level of approach, because as you know, particularly your sector, EU and US markets are already very highly integrated. We've done quite a lot of attempts over the years to improve, and we have improved market access and trade, and the big trade and investment figures that I just cited before are proof of that. But it also means that there are no low-hanging fruits in the transatlantic trade. So we need to combine strong technical work with high-level political steer. Where are we now in the TTC? Well, we had the inaugural meeting in Pittsburgh in the end of September last year. It was a good meeting. It established the structure, the general goals, and it also resulted in a series of deliverables, for example, on investment screening, supply chains, and export controls. All that is in the Pittsburgh statement. Since then, we've been working to implement what we decided in Pittsburgh, and we're now rapidly approaching another staging post on the, shall we say, the voyage of the Trade and Technology Council. And that second important event is the Trade and Technology Council meeting in Paris, Plateau de Saclay, on the 15th to the 16th of May. It'll be a really important occasion. It will be a checkpoint to see where work is, to take further decisions and adopt deliverables, and also to lay out the path for future work. And I think we'll have a very good meeting. I think both sides have put a lot of work in it, and we will work on what's come out of Pittsburgh. But we will also adapt, because since Pittsburgh, there's been an important change in the world. It looks different than it did last September. Russia's unprovoked military aggression against Ukraine has caused tectonic geopolitical shifts. And more than ever, strong transatlantic political security and economic ties are important. And this invasion and those changes have impacted in many areas. So it also needs to color, it needs to have an impact on the way we work in the TTC and the issues we take up. So What we want to do in that perspective is also to use the next TTC, not just to advance trade and investment, but also to send a clear signal of our transatlantic determination to defend shared values, shared human rights, and shared democratic values. And we also want to use this to join forces with the US on the important multilateral issues, which is extremely important part of the TTC, in addition to working on bilateral issues. So, as you see, Vincenzo, the TTC is quite a complex animal, but at its most basic level, one could say, it reflects that we really want to move forward with the US, and that we've created the forum to be able to take up all kind of issues with the US and move forward on it, and to achieve the kind of results that we need in order to make trade work for all, work for workers, work for firms, work for big firms, work for small firms. So we are looking very much forward to this meeting, and we hope that it's going to be a success.
Well, thanks a lot for all this information. I think you have clarified many of the questions that many of our members, also a part of the SESIMO network, have had in the past regarding this forum. And I think you said it correctly that we live in a completely different world from when this also this forum was launched, and so. Therefore, again, coming to my second question, how do you see this platform moving forward?
Yeah, I think since the inception, since we started out, I think we've seen the TTC add value to the transatlantic relationship. We have created trusted channels for collaboration, not only at the political level, but also at the working level. And we have opened up cooperation channels on new topics, for example, climate and green tech. And if we look again at the global context, then the collaboration channels created in the TTC, which I just referred to before, which are, for example, export controls and investment screening, have already proven their worth. We've had an extraordinary coordinated transatlantic response to Russia's military aggression against Ukraine. And that has in particular focused on sanctions, on stopping trade or ensuring that a number of important high-tech products, for example, were not being exported anymore to Russia. So that's already some very important benefits. What we want to do in Paris is that we want to try to take the working groups and the work to the next level. And we want also to improve, and that's why we come to the improvement aspect that you said. We want to improve stakeholder engagement. The impact or the involvement of stakeholders like SESIMO is really crucial. SESIMO, other business organizations, they know best which steps are needed to create more transatlantic opportunities for investment growth and jobs. We need to hear from you what it is that you would want us to do. And then we have to try to see what's possible. So what we have already now is a structure in the TTC where there's a possibility for stakeholders to take part in these meetings. They were taking part in the meeting in Pittsburgh. And we'll also have a dedicated stakeholder session in Paris, which will be open for everybody to listen into. We also have an online platform to collect stakeholder views on all the 10 working groups and for stakeholders to give input. It's called Futurium, and it serves as a one-stop shop for stakeholder engagement. It's been successful over the last months. Working groups have engaged with stakeholders. There have been close to 20 stakeholder events and workshops, and we've received approximately 150 input papers via Futurium. So we want to continue that effort. We hope that we're going to have a very successful stakeholder event on in Paris. We want to have that focus on important issues like what should we try to obtain in the TTC in the long term, or how can we use the TTC to make a successful digital transition for workers and companies. And then we also want to highlight in that meeting the fact that we're going to launch a project or a facility for increasing transatlantic dialogue. And that is going to be called the Trade and Technology Dialogue. And we wanted to support the TTC by bringing together stakeholders across the Atlantic for them to give joint, or to be able to discuss jointly with us in the US, and for them to give joint input. Of course, we will on both sides, and we always have had, and we will have, and we will, for example, also have civil society dialogue next week, in which Rupert Schlegelmilch will engage together with Thibaut Kleiner from DG Connect with stakeholders and civil society. But we want to improve the possibility not only to have the US listen to their stakeholders, us listen to our stakeholders, but also to have stakeholders come together and have academics and civil society participants give us the kind of input that we will need, I'm sure, in order to make the TTC a success, which is big on concrete results and low on big acronyms, I would say. That's really the approach that we're taking.
Yeah. That's very good to hear. From our perspective, we will continue to provide input to this platform, and we are also planning to coordinate with our friends from the American Association AMT and bring forward some joint proposals that might be let's say discussed within also the Trade and Technology Council. And that comes exactly to my final question for you. Let's say, can we expect that this platform, the Trade and Technology Council, could expand the its activities to some more specific areas, for instance, advanced manufacturing, if there is a common interest between the two parties?
That's a great question, Vincenzo. I'd say that in the run-up to the Paris meeting, our focus lies on delivering on the work plans and desired outcomes, which were identified in the Pittsburgh statement. But as I said, we'll include things that have happened since then. For example, in relation to the response and the signals that the TTC will give on the invasion of Ukraine. But looking towards the future, what we want and what the US wants is to have a TTC which is open to new possibilities. So working groups will have scope for exploring the possibility of including new thematic issues or thematic streams. And we will certainly come with ideas. And speaking of advanced manufacturing, I think that's a very good point. That's certainly something that we feel that we should try to use the TTC for. I believe that there's already some interesting elements that the TTC offers on this. In the working group on technology standards, the EU and the US are working together to develop approaches for cooperating on standards for emerging technologies. Not always easy, but I think really important if we want to maintain joint leadership in this. If we get results in that, I think that's something that will facilitate trade very significantly between the EU and the US. Not easy. We have different standardization cultures and systems in the EU and the US, but I think it's a very important sector. There are possible, very important possible gains. So we will not give up trying. As part of this working group on technology standards, the EU and the US are also working on better information sharing on international standards development. There's an increase in global competition, you know that, for standards. And there are big benefits, we believe, in cooperating among like-minded countries like the EU and the US. Like that, we ensure that our shared values continue to guide the development of international technical standards. And that's important, for example, in areas like artificial intelligence. The standards working group is also exploring priority areas for cooperation, where we would try to work on joint technical specifications. And those areas could, for example, include artificial intelligence and additive manufacturing. Other working groups, what about them? Yeah, well, they also touch upon issues relevant to manufacturing industry. For example, there's a working group on secure supply chains, which aims to increase the, should I say, overall resilience of transatlantic supply chains. We are right now experiencing a pretty hefty supply chain shock in relation to Russia that underlines the need for us to have trusted supply chains around the world. And we would like to ensure that we also avoid incoherence in the kind of policies on both sides. I think you'll see an interesting statement coming out on semiconductors, for example, where we will try to avoid subsidy races and ensure complementarity. You'll also see a joint call for refraining from unilateral actions from one or the other side, which could have negative effects on transatlantic supply security. And then finally, I'd say that there's a working group on global trade challenges. And there we will continue to work on trying to facilitate trade, not only avoid trade barriers, but we'll try to facilitate trade. We hope to move forward in the area of conformity assessment or mutual recognition agreements for good manufacturing practices in specific sectors. So I think there's a lot of scope for developing and continuing to see where we can go forward. And I think very much on the basis of the needs that that associations like yours will provide. So again, you know, I would encourage you really to participate, to follow the preparations for the CECLE meeting, and to take part in all the possibilities where stakeholders can engage.
Yes, absolutely. I can tell you already that let's say our goal is to continue to contribute to the work of the working groups, particularly the one on standardization and supply chain. The one on standardization, we will focus on the issue of standardization or harmonization of standardization with the US in the following podcast, and I'm sure we will have some input to bring forward in one of the next meetings. This was my last question, and with this I would like to thank you very much for joining us today and for giving us all this information and this overview of the Trade and Technology Council activities. From our side, I can tell you that we will continue to support, the activities of the Trade and Technology Council, particularly, as I said, on international standards and supply chain disruption, which have a significant importance for the competitiveness of the machine tool sector. And again, with this, I would like to conclude our podcast. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Vincenzo. It was great.
And, thank you very much. And for you and for everyone that is listening, please stay tuned on our Sesimo channels, because we will have soon a new podcast in which we will discuss with the American Association of Manufacturing Technologies, AMT, what are the topics in manufacturing sector that could offer good opportunities for cooperation between the EU and the US. Thank you very much, and stay tuned.